Today on City Cast Chicago, I can't stop talking about Saba's latest album, Few Good Things. The Austin native's third studio release explores how he balances his rising fame as an artist with staying true to his West Side roots and dealing with grief. Over a couple of beers from Chicago's Funky Town Brewery, I went through the album track by track with Sarah Bidash and Zach Emery on their podcast, Album Rebrews. Here's a little taste. It's Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is City Cast Chicago. Few Good Things is the newest album from Saba. He grew up in the Austin neighborhood. He's a part of the collective Pivot Gang. The arrangement, the production, the way he orchestrates the features, it just felt like I'm here. Mm-hmm. I know my voice. I know my craft. And I know where I fit in the, not only the Chicago music scene, but the national hip-hop scene, the global hip-hop scene. And for me, that just the confidence of this album, the vulnerability of it was something I haven't been able to stop talking about since it came out.
Yeah. Well, I'm also a fan of Saba. I didn't really listen to any, like, rap or hip-hop music until college when I had a couple of friends who were, like, actually actively into it because I'm from suburban Wisconsin. Like, I found out about Saba through Chance the Rapper. He was on Angels. So I was like, ooh, Saba. I think he has such an interesting flow mixed with this, like, very buttery, velvety tonality. And he mixes all these themes of, like, mental health and his upbringing and, like, finally making it big and, like, aspirations and with all these also little like playful winks at like if you're from the West Side of Chicago, hey,
exactly, two socks on Madison Ave,
right? Yeah. If you're not
from there, it still resonates, but if you're from there, it hits different.
Exactly.
It just feels a little bit different in the storytelling, right? You talk about his buttery voice. For somebody who has such a complicated rhyme scheme at times, he is very easy to understand.
Yes.
Very easy to follow. And I think that is really a credit to his, like, his upbringing as a poet.
Yeah.
And his work and growth of his craft as a performer.
As a little bit of a musician that I am, like, I want to hear instrumentation and stuff. And this album brings it to you.
Yes.
And it's really nice.
We'll hear a lot of themes on this album about, like, processing success and what that looks like for someone who was raised, like, you know, on the West Side, low-income household.
It's also processing a lot of grief.
Yeah.
You know, Saba's entire career, he's been chronicling losing his uncle and his grandfather and his cousin Walt and, you know, Squeak, original member of Pivot Gang. And, you know, it's at times heartbreaking.
Free samples.
Is that a pun? Is that a hip-hop pun?
Freesounds.org. My running days with the moving to me now. I won't stop until I find a way. I love when the opener of an album, it feels like it's teeing you up for like a fun little ride.
Radiates out the gate. The summer's gaze gives me tingling knees now.
Anticipate a veil of shame. But the shame. So it starts like that, right? So vibey and ethereal.
Velvety.
With just this, with this really subtle drum in the background. It's almost like jazz.
Yeah, it really slow intros itself. Mm-hmm. And to me, that speaks to the confidence in a time in which, like, you got to hold people's attention so fast, grab it to just, like, I'm not even the first thing you hear on this album.
To just take your time.
Just, like, slowly maneuver your way into the song. The tour was called Back Home. And on the stage, he had the Blue Line stop from over on the west side right behind him. And this album explores these themes of, as he gets more and more successful, he gets pulled further and further away from Austin, further away from Chicago.
A line that really stuck out to me first listen through this album was, I still get nostalgic seeing the house that my family lost. That was huge because he's talking about, you know, the hard times he went through.
And it's such a generational story in Chicago.
Yeah. When granny fought for her property, she would turn down any cost. I'm the grandson of Carl, who lived across from the Fosters, then fostered me to spread love through holiday poverty.
Hand-me-downs I was given, I thought they were bought for me. You know, a couple lines later when he says, I'm the grandson of Carl, who lived across from the Fosters, then fostered me to spread love through holiday poverty. My grandfather's name was Carl. He lived on the south side in Gresham, and he lived across the street from the Fosters, who my mom grew up with, who she always tells me about how it was such a close-knit community. Wow. And so, you know, his story of navigating his family's upbringing and their challenges is the story of so many Black kids in Chicago.
Yeah.
So there's such a deep connection, I feel, to the album right off the back that, you know, for some people, it might just be a lyric. But for me, I'm like, that's my life.
Track number two is easily one of my favorites.
Such a good opener.
Want the peace, but don't want to die. It's a one-way street, though. It's a round trip when we fly. Never one-way, one-way.
Like, the first mention of one-way street, it's talking about, I want the peace, but don't want to die. Right. And for me, that was a reference to, I wish I could get rich and stay on the west side, but I can't.
Like having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it feels like that's a one way street of like, if I go back and live there, there's only one way this is going to go.
Uh-huh.
And so then the next one is, you know, it's a round trip when we fly, never one way. Mm-hmm. So when I leave Chicago, it's never to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming back.
It's a round trip when we fly. Never one way, one way. New crib by the seaside.
And for me, that's like in, on a rich street. Like if I think of like the Highlands over in like South Shore, a lot of those wealthier streets, it's only one way. Sometimes it's only one way in, one way out. Cause it's like, if you don't need to be here, you don't need to be here.
Right.
And so it's just this idea of, it's real interesting for such a vibey, energetic song to have such a like really deep contemplative question.
Make believe, starting with voicemails from mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's your mother. Call me back when you can. Love you.
I got those messages before from my mom. So when I did forensics in college, my junior and senior year, I had arguably one of the like probably best careers in the history of college forensics. I'm the only person in American history to be named a top speaker in America 4 times.
Hell yeah.
Congrats.
And one of the things that I remember when I think back to that time is not really the trophies, it's how little I call home.
Yeah.
It was this disconnect between, you know, like this make-believe that I can't believe I'm succeeding and I'm accomplishing my dreams, but I also, you know, felt very much disconnected from my family back at home.
Look, mom made it, it's like we dream. Look, mom made it, it's make-believe. Cause black boys on the side of town, not supposed to be on the front page of the newspaper. For doing greater,
I spent a lot of time. You wouldn't have been able to make this track on the last album. You wouldn't have been able to make this song yet. And so the fact that you're at this point, this kind of a song could be made, and it really captured a moment, I think.
Yeah.
Cried the first time I heard Make Believe. It was so damn good. He is moving forward. He is finding a way to make sense of all of this and chart a new journey forward. But you can feel that thing tugging at him of like constant wonder of like, what would it be like if either we could all be here together now enjoying it, or I could give all of this up and go back to just when it was us. And I mean, that's, it's so human. We all have to come to terms with that in some form or fashion as we move forward. It's just so, it's all about the storytelling. It's all about the storytelling. That was an excerpt from the podcast album Rebrews, hosted by Sarah Bidash and Zach Emery. We go even deeper into Saba's latest album, Few Good Things, in the full episode. I got a link for you in the show notes. Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. Tomorrow, City Council is set to consider Mayor Lori Lightfoot's plan to enforce the 10 p.m. curfew for Chicago minors. The mayor initially announced an executive order, but the curfew still needs City Council approval. The council will also consider advancing a plan for a Bally's Casino in River West after the casino committee approved it Monday. If you want to learn more about the war remap, our friends from the Daily Line will be at the Hideout tomorrow night. Doors open at 5:30, and you can get the link for tickets in the show notes. And some good news to get you through. The Chicago Sky will receive their championship rings and lift their banner tonight at Wintrust Arena before facing off against the Indiana Fever. You can watch the game on CW26 or on Facebook. For more Chicago news and events, sign up for our daily newsletter at chicago.citycast.fm. As always, I appreciate you for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow. Peace.
We got Moody's to external speakers. External speakers. Headphones, baby. All right. A one, a two. Today, I'll see you at the cast.